In by the head coach at William and Mary, Erin Dickerson Davis, and her sophomore guard, Cassidy Geddes. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good
Hi.
afternoon.
Coach E, I'll start with you. A lot of success in your first 2 years in Williamsburg. Last year, you guys matched the school record for CA wins with 12. Give me some goals and expectations as we head into year three.
The goals this year are to uphold what we do every single day. We believe that if we stay true to who we are, what we do, and the standards that we've set for ourselves, then it'll translate to wins on the court. We take it day by day. We want to be super competitive. We want to have champion mindsets in everything that we do, and I think that our team is really focused on upholding that right now. That is the biggest goal.
Kathy, you certainly had a great first year, averaged about 10 a game. I think you're on the all-rookie team in the CAA. Were you surprised at the success you were able to have so early?
Not really. I had coaches that believed in me, and I was in there working with them every single day. So it wasn't luck. It was just a product of hard work.
Coach, talk about your team a little bit. You lose your leading scorer on Nyla, but four starters are back. What do you like about this group, and how has practice gone early on?
I think that's my favorite thing about this group is this is the first year that I've been here that we've had a little bit more continuity and players that have played. We have a very veteran group with us right now, and because of that, we've been able to flow in what we do a little bit better, a little bit faster as well. And so I'm really excited to see this veteran group lead the newcomers. We've got some great freshmen, some really good young transfers that are going to be an impact right away. But I think it all starts with those veterans that have played in this league, that have experience, that knows exactly what it takes to win night in and night out. And so we've just been working really hard together, getting to know each other both on the court and off the court, and gear for these two scrimmages that we have coming up that are both going to be very tough to prepare us for a Norfolk State team that was preseason number one in their league. So we're just taking it day by day. We're working very hard, very diligently. And I can't wait to see how it all ends up once the season starts.
Cassidy, how nice is it for you to be in a lineup with a lot of familiar faces, and how has the continuity been in practice with teammates that know each other, how everybody likes to play?
It's been great. It's been very easy to play. I see that we're moving through things. This being my second year, I can see how much faster we progressed this summer than the previous summer, and even now through the preseason entering the real season. Like, everything is just more intense. Everyone knows the goal, everyone's focused, and just it feels a lot better.
Question this afternoon from Dave Johnson. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Good.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Dave.
How are you guys? You mentioned the returning veterans you have, but also I was curious about you've added a lot of height, probably more height than this program's had in a long time, with Natalie at 6'4", Solomon's at 6'3". How do you like what you've seen of them thus far in terms of what it can give you guys in the interior?
Yeah, I think, when we were talking on the field of 68 too, the biggest thing, our Achilles heel for the last two seasons has been rebounding, both offensively and defensively, but more so defensively. We think that by bringing in more height, that'll help us. We were very solid defensively, but then we would give up offensive rebounds, and you have to play defense for longer time. So they've already made a huge impact just being big in the paint, boxing out every time and going to get rebounds. And that is just the defensive end of it. They're big targets down there to get the ball. They pass the ball very well, to cutters and to shooters. So we're really excited to see, how good they can be over these next couple of years. Tika Salmon, she has 3 years, and then Nat is a freshman. So we know that they're going to develop, and it helps that they have these veteran guards that are leading them, and telling them exactly what they need of them.
Cassidy, what are your thoughts on some of these newcomers and how they're meshing in with the more experienced players?
Well, I definitely agree that there's a lot more height. I look around our team huddles and I'm looking up more often than not. But no, I think that overall, just off the court, this team truly likes one another. We all get along. Everyone has each other's back, and the bond is much deeper, like right now. And so I think that's translating to on the court. I mean, we're picking each other up. We're getting better each day. I think that they're going to really add and contribute a lot, and it's going to be exciting to watch.
Rob, can I follow again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Aaron, after these two past seasons you guys have had with 10 plus wins in the conference and all that, when do you see enthusiasm growing, and not just within your program, but as you're in recruiting and when you are talking to people outside the program?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we want to show people that we are a really good basketball team. And I think the benefit of the last 2 years is that we have proven that to people, to our supporters, to our fans. They told me that our season ticket sales went up like 280% or something last season because of the product that we've put on the floor. And so, yes, it has helped us a lot, and we're very appreciative of that. I think probably for me and Cassidy, one of our toxic traits is that we don't celebrate the past very, very much. And we're so forward focused right now. You know, a lot of people are coming up to us, so excited about the season starting. And regardless of what we've done the past 2 years, we want to give them a good show. We want them to come back. We want them to support us by putting a good product on the floor. I think that we can do that. Whether we win or we lose, they're going to enjoy watching us play. That is our mission. So hopefully, you know, the past kind of sparks us and moves us into the future. But right now, we're just so focused on what we're going to do tomorrow to be champions, what we're going to do on Monday when we get back to be champions, and hopefully the support continues to pour in because of that.
Cassidy, how do you feel now compared to a year ago in terms of last year at this time you were just getting used to a new program. Now you're got a year in here. How much further along do you feel now?
Yeah, I feel a lot more prepared. Everything comes easier. Everything feels a little bit slower. The decisions are, you know, you can make them quicker. You make the right decision more often. But I think the biggest thing is I just feel hungrier. Like I just want to win. Getting a little bit of it last year, it wasn't enough. Like I just feel like more motivated to win more than ever.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kathy, just building on Dave's question and what we talked about your freshman year, what has been the focus of your off-season work to take your game to an even higher level?
Just to be an even more efficient scorer, just every area of the floor, every way in our offense, and then continuing to just be the leader of our team and just being whatever we need in that moment, you know, whether it's more intensity on defense, bringing people up, you know, to the level that we need them to be, holding people accountable. I just need to be whatever this team needs to win.
Coach, with the talent you have back and some of the people that you were speaking with that you've brought in, does that change the style and the way that you'd like to play this season?
It does change a little bit. You know, I thought we did a decent job of playing faster and trying to create a faster pace for our opponents. But I do think that this year, with our length and athleticism and speed, we can kind of tune that up just a little bit more. You know, pressing is kind of our thing, and we've been able to put in a couple different presses. We've been able to just kind of fine-tune some things that we've already done. And I think the players that we brought in, they really fit into the mold of what we're trying to be and the team that we're trying to build here. Not just for the occasional 1 or 2 years of success, but hopefully to sustain it over time.
You guys have had a tremendous amount of success and have kind of been knocking on the door of being able to win a CAA title. Is what's it going to take? And this is for both of you to end this season, maybe cutting the net.
Toughness for me, it's toughness. This is a veteran tough league, right? Every single night, whether you are the number one team or the number 14 team, like you have to be ready to go. And so for me, that toughness is not just physical toughness and grit, but it's also mental toughness. It's the mindset that you need to be successful, the mindset to push through when you're not feeling well or your body hurts or you just aren't having a good day, right? Like that is what it's going to take for us to be champions in this league, right? And of course, making a couple shots. shots. But yeah, for me, it's the toughness that we're going to need to be successful here.
For me, the biggest thing would be standing out from last year's just being together as a team. And sometimes that looks like celebrating teammates, encouraging them, uplifting them, and other times it looks like holding them accountable every day. So I think being together at all times is what's going to drive us towards success.
All right, Coachie. Kathy, thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Good luck as the season gets underway in a couple of weeks, and look forward to watching you play all year long. All
Thanks so much, Rob.
right, thank you.